For 3 weeks every year, Houston's Reliance Stadium and Event Center is taken over by animals of all kinds, even some that are not real. But the main stars are the various breeds of cattle. Breeders come from around the world to find stock that can enhance their herds. Cattle breeder Shep Batson brought some of his prized stock of Brahman cattle over from his farm in Wiggins, Mississippi, so that he could show them off to potential foreign buyers.
That's why we're here at Houston, is we have a lot of international guests that come here, and they see what you have, and if they like it, then it goes from there.
Sales of live animals to foreign visitors have been reduced somewhat by bans on U.S. cattle imports imposed by some nations after the most recent mad cow disease scare. But Shep Batson says there are other ways for breeders to deal.
And the borders have not opened back up for live animals yet, but you can ship semen and embryos across the borders, and so that's where most of our foreign sales is, right, or all of our foreign sales are right now, is in, you know, semen and embryos.
People came from more than 50 nations for this year's Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. 2,000-some international visitors spent more than $5 million on livestock alone. Here they can also meet people from rural America and see some of the prize stock up close.
107.9 Price of Greenville, Texas.
Paul Malsby is director of cattle operations at Texas A&M University. He is one of the expert judges who determines which animals go away with prizes. He looks for proper bone structure, musculature, and other attributes.
And rounding out the lineup, a May Hippercat that I think projects...
He says the reputation of the Houston show is growing worldwide.
In terms of foreign representation of people, there's probably more here than at any stock show in the United States of America. And you will see people from all of the South America, Australia, different parts of Asia, Scotland, England, all over.
Malsby says Houston is also a good place for breeders to find cattle with the genetic makeup they need to keep their herds hardy and profitable.
If you look at it from a perspective of open cattle or cattle that are owned by breeders, it's an opportunity to come to a location where there are a large group of people that are looking at genetics to put into their own programs.
Hey. Okay.
Animals that win prizes here can command prices in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, making the trip to Houston well worthwhile for many farm and ranch families. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.